Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877 DOCDALI. All right, so there has been a lot of questions going on about these weight loss injections. And there's been some news of a new sort of wonder drug for weight loss. It is not out on the market. This is a study that has been ongoing where scientists are trialing a medication. This is in Texas, where rodents, when they were given an injectable form of this, did not gain weight, despite eating junk food and food high in fat, sugar, and calories. It is, though, an experimental drug that is not used in humans. They are just testing it right now. University of Texas researchers trying to develop a pill version and hope to have human trials later this year. But that drug is a little different from what we are using currently for weight loss in terms of injections. This drug that the researchers are trialing is named CPACC. It's a small molecule that works by inhibiting the uptake of magnesium by mitochondria in cells. Fascinating how that could affect one's metabolism and minimize their weight gain. But they found that mice eating this high-fat Western diet and were administered the wonder drug once every 3 days for 6 weeks, they were able to lower their weight, not gain weight from eating poorly, and have lower risk of heart disease, stroke, and fatty liver disease. Now, the mitochondria are your powerhouses, the energy source of your cells. What they do is they work by producing energy, and then they drive chemical reactions. They need magnesium to do this. Magnesium helps reduce damage to the mitochondria and drive their energy-producing reactions. But if there is too much of that in the cells, it will put the brakes. There's a feedback mechanism. So to test whether reducing, because I know some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, let's just buy a bunch of, you know, magnesium and take it. Well, magnesium can help you lose weight. We'll talk about that in a second. But that's not what's working here. It's the putting on the brakes of the mitochondrial metabolism of the and use of the magnesium. So they say researchers said when there's too much magnesium, it puts a brake on the energy production. So to test this, whether reducing mitochondrial magnesium levels could cause weight loss, they used gene-edited mice to make it harder for the mitochondria to take up the magnesium. They found that even when the tweaked mice were on a high-fat Western diet, they remained slim. Well, they wanted to mimic this result, so they designed a drug that could block the uptake of magnesium by mitochondria. And this study is published in Cell Reports. Mice were fed a high-fat Western diet composed of 40% fat, or a chow diet, 17% fat. After 20 weeks on the diet, they were given either the drug or a placebo. And then they were given it every 3 days for another 6 weeks. The mice who did get the injections did not gain weight even while on the diet. They said that reducing the amount of magnesium in mitochondria had removed the brakes from them. So this meant they were able to manufacture and hence burn more energy, helping them to avoid weight gain. And then they all became slim. So, it's fascinating how they are working at the cellular level. I do always get a little nervous, you know, like, what are you guys doing there? You know, are you sure to try to stop the magnesium uptake? Is that going to screw something else up in the body? But a lot of individuals are like, I don't care. As long as I'm skinny, I don't care. Sometimes I feel that way, too. I would love a weight loss drug. But interesting with magnesium, a lot of us are underutilizing magnesium. Many of you are taking supplements, and you're like, well, I always take my vitamin D. And good job. Good job. And, you know, I'm glad you do that because our vitamin D helps protect our bones and helps protect a bunch of other vital system, processes. Vitamin D, low vitamin D has been linked to cancer, has been linked to multiple issues. So COVID vulnerability. So you do need good vitamin D. You need adequate calcium. I prefer you get it dietary. I get a little nervous with some of these powdery tablets, but if you're low in calcium, you know, get it any way you can. Some of you will take a multivitamin, which is nice. Multivitamins have a lot of vitamins in there, and some of them are gummy and they're sweet and all that, but are you really, really getting in, you know, all the vitamins that you need? But a lot of people have not realized that magnesium is important. And magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions. So we need our magnesium for protein synthesis, for muscle and nerve function, for blood sugar control, for blood pressure regulation. As we just spoke, magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, glycolysis, breaking down sugar. So magnesium deficiency could manifest in low energy, high blood pressure, poor bones, anxiety, depression, hormone imbalances, poor sleep, calcification of the arteries, muscle spasming, cramping. When people go, oh, you know what, I need to take in more potassium because I'm having muscle cramps, I also say you might want to also take in magnesium. And then magnesium, in terms of our bowels, magnesium citrate helps you poop. I love that. My doctor friend had said, hey, you need to, you know, you're constipated all the time. How much magnesium are you taking? I go, I don't take magnesium. He goes, start. So I take magnesium citrate, 400 milligrams once a night. I'm able to potty. I love it. I love being able to go potty. Now, too much magnesium could be a problem. You will not get too much magnesium from your food. Almonds contain magnesium. Water, mineral bottle, tap water contains magnesium. Milk, yogurt, leafy vegetables, bean, whole grains, seeds, nuts will give you magnesium. But if you overdo it on the supplements, that could be a problem. So we don't want you to have too much, which unfortunately can happen with some people that overdo it with their supplements. So fascinating stuff. Keep your questions coming. 1-877-DOCTORELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer today. So, looking at many of your questions, some of you are asking if taking these weight loss drugs for diabetes could give you diabetes. Another one asked, will it suppress your tolerance or change your tolerance? I should say then increase your tolerance to the medication if you do get diabetes. Another one of you asked, how long can you be on the medication safely? So there's a lot of questions around it. And some of you have been frustrated that you cannot get it online through telemedicine platforms. So I'll just give you guys a run through. So the three medications that we are seeing most commonly now in the celebrity sector and in the healthcare sector for quote-unquote weight loss are the Ozempic, the Wegovy, and the Mounjaro. Ozempic medication came out, well, first. Wegovy is Ozempic, except for weight loss, which we're going to talk about in a sec. But Ozempic, are drugs that are used to treat type 2 diabetes. And when they found that this class of medication, the semaglutides, allowed a craving reduction in its side effect profile and possible weight loss, the company is like, okay, we could possibly market this for weight loss. And as a physician, when patients were starting to lose weight on, you know, these medications, I was like, okay, this is fantastic, because not only will it lower sugar absorption or lower sugar in the bloodstream, but it will cause weight loss, which could also help you overcome diabetes. This is fantastic. But, you know, where there's benefits, there's risks. So Ozempic is known as a semaglutide, originally used for type 2 and still used for type 2. You cannot use it for type 1 diabetes because type 1 diabetics need insulin, and this is not an insulin. Remember, insulin brings the sugar from the bloodstream into the cells or the hallway into the room. It's like the key to the door. You cannot have sugar stay in the hallway. You cannot have sugar stay in the bloodstream. It's sticky. It interferes with metabolic processes. It causes you to draw in too much fluid, so little blood vessels pop like in your eyes. So it's not good. We need to get the sugar into the cells. So if you are a type 1 diabetic and you lack insulin, you need it. But for those who don't need insulin per se, or are type 2 diabetic, Novo Nordisk have produced this drug, and it helps improve your blood sugar, allows you to control it better, as well as lower risks that diabetes can cause, such as heart attack, stroke. So the FDA has it approved for diabetes and to prevent serious cardiovascular events like heart attack or stroke in those with diabetes. People have been using it off-label for weight loss. Right? Now, this off-label sort of offering does not mean insurance will always pay for it. And it is expensive. And so we were using it off-label because once we found people were prone to diabetes, pre-diabetic, we're like, wait a second, we can make an argument to have the person on this because I would rather prevent the diabetes than have them be full-blown diabetic and then trying to manage it that way. We don't have a lot of parameters, though, on Ozempic. We don't have rules for weight loss on that. But because we have another FDA-approved drug of Ozempic called Wegovy, where Wegovy has the guidelines, so they're obviously similar. Now, some of the guidelines that are being created would look like this. Lack of weight loss or inadequate weight loss after 6 months of lifestyle changes and a BMI of 30 or greater. A BMI of 27 to 29.9 plus a weight health-related condition like diabetes, prediabetes, or hypertension. So these guidelines are important because if an insurance company says, nah, with the Obamacare rules, I only have to cover the bare minimums. We don't have to cover weight loss drugs. Sorry. If there's guidelines saying, but here's the thing, they have a weight-related health condition, diabetes, prediabetes, high blood pressure, this is important, then hopefully that doctor could get insurance to help cover it. So how it works is it reduces appetite and it prevents the liver from releasing too much sugar because the liver makes sugar. Ozempic is a part of a class of the glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonist. GLP-1 is called an incretin, and the incretins have this very complex effect. But what they do is they increase your insulin, they increase insulin sensitivity, and then they also promote satiety, where you feel more full. The drug slows down your digestive system so you feel fuller longer. Now, it'll only work if you eat less. But if you shove the whole plate in, it's not going to work that well. So, people like this idea because they don't want to have the cravings, they want to lose weight, and they want their liver to produce less sugar. And I do believe some people are more genetically prone to obesity and genetically prone to diabetes. So this drug is fantastic. It's an injection. It looks like an insulin pen type device. You inject it in the abdomen, the thigh, the upper arm. Do not put it into a vein or a muscle. They do not want you mixing insulin and Ozempic together. change sites if you do it. Don't always inject in the same part of the body. And healthcare providers might increase the dose. They might start at a lower dose, 0.25 milligrams, then go up to 0.5. But keep in mind, there's side effects. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. You could become dehydrated. You could become constipated because the drug is slowing down your digestive system. Some rare side effects include thyroid tumors, which have been seen in animal studies, gallbladder problems, kidney issues, and pancreatitis. Now, risk of pancreatitis is minimal, but anything that kind of messes with insulin, and that, you know, it could inflame the pancreas. Anything can trigger that pancreas, and chronic pancreatitis could lead to cancer. So you have, not all, always, but it could be a risk factor. And then some people have noticed Ozempic face, where because they've lost weight, they have facial aging and sagging because the weight loss is sudden and they've lost fat in their face. That's cosmetic. It's not anything that, you know, you would panic about. But you also don't want to lose the weight too quickly because it'll bounce back. Going off the medication has been shown that the weight could bounce back. One study said that the FDA looked at the efficacy and the safety in four 68-week trials. So they believe that Ozempic could be safe to use up to 68 weeks, which is a little bit over a year. Now, remember, if we don't have a lot of data on you being on this long term, you might not be able to get it long term. If you can't get it long term, you can gain the weight back. In fact, if you do eat sugary foods or heavy foods, you might get more symptoms and get more nauseous. So Wegovy is basically Ozempic, but it has a higher maximum dose. Ozempic is FDA approved for diabetes, but Wegovy, its sister, is FDA approved for weight loss. In June 2021, it got approved for chronic weight management in patients whose BMI was 27 or higher with a weight-related condition like high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol, or a BMI of over 30. It is a GLP-1 receptor, just like Ozempic, because it's the same drug. Helps regulate blood sugar, keeps you fuller longer between meals, can contribute to weight loss. And again, it's an injection. You inject it once a week, upper arms, abdomen, legs, avoid any veins, avoid the muscles. Starting dose is 0.25, but you can go all the way up to 2.4 milligrams, so they have a higher maximum dose. Of course, Wegovy has similar side effects, stomach, diarrhea, vomiting, etc. Mounjaro is a touch bit different. That's Eli Lilly's drug, and that is used for type 2 diabetes along with diet and exercise, but it has two targets, not only the GLP-1 receptor, but also GIP, the glucose-dependent insulinotropic polypeptide. It is newer than Ozempic. It came after Ozempic and Wegovy, and in May 2022, it got approval for diabetes. Still not approved for weight loss, but it lowers blood sugar levels, increases insulin sensitivity, slows your digestive system, so it decreases your appetite and can help you lose weight. But we believe you might get better weight loss because it targets two different pathways. So they are finding more significant weight loss with this 1-2 punch. Again, a once-a-week injection. Can't be mixing it with insulin. Injecting into the abdomen, thighs, back of the upper arm. It's a weekly 2.5 milligram dose that gets started on. Very similar side effects. However, you can also get kidney failure, allergic reaction, low blood sugar, pancreatitis, and tumors of the thyroid. One cancer is medullary thyroid carcinoma that we're watching out for. So these aren't panaceas. These aren't, but, you know, there are risks. And if you stop the medicine, you can gain the weight back. But they are a useful tool, and I'm excited to see what they could do for obesity. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Is today the day Donald Trump becomes the first former president to face a criminal indictment? Looks like the answer is no. The grand jury in New York is not meeting today. Members have been told to stand by for tomorrow. Shootings across the USA. Two Shelby County, Alabama sheriff's deputies were wounded while doing a welfare check. One person's under arrest. No word on the deputy's conditions. In Denver, two faculty members were wounded in a shooting at a high school this morning. A suspect remains at large. No word on the conditions of those hit. The Fed wraps up its two-day meeting today. Board members deciding whether to raise interest rates again to try to cool inflation. Shoe store chain Foot Locker is closing about 400 stores around the USA, mostly in malls. And school remains out for a second day in Los Angeles as school staffers are striking and teachers are honoring those picket lines. Rich Johnson, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly, your show, 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. There has been a shooting at a high school in Denver where we believe two faculty members have been hurt, getting treatment now. And this was in Denver, and the student is still at large. And the shooting occurred at 10 a.m. at East High School in Denver, Colorado. The teenager has not been named because he's a minor, but it appears that he was being searched and patted down by staff because of quote-unquote prior behavior. The school safety plan included him being searched for a weapon. While this was being done, because he had to, I guess, undergo a pat-down every day, he started firing multiple rounds with a handgun, then fled the scene. One of the staff members is in stable condition. The other is in critical condition. One is in surgery right now. The other one is stable, able to talk and give statements in terms of what happened. Students were in class at the time, and I think they were in their third period because this was at high school. Now, they say he is at large. They say he is an African-American male wearing a hoodie with an astronaut on it. The mayor said the student was armed and dangerous. They do not want you going up to them. A handgun was retrieved, but then several shots were fired. So we don't know if there was a second weapon or if he got the weapon back that was being retrieved. We don't have a lot of details as to why he was being patted down daily, but this did happen a little over a month after 16-year-old Luis Garcia was shot near East High School and died weeks after the shooting. And according to Denver Public Schools, 10 guns have been confiscated from students in Denver schools between the start of the school year and February. So as we get more information, we will definitely convey it. But, you know, it's scary. And these schools, people criticize, you know, schools and their lack of success and proficiency tests. These schools today have a lot more now priorities and responsibilities than they used to. And we fund these schools a lot, but maybe, and I know, I think in my neck of the woods, they've been calling for this, some transparency with the funding, because I think if we are increasing funding for schools, you know, in addition to teacher pay, making sure there's plenty of teachers, making sure there's plenty of education teachers that can help with those with disabilities, we need security. Our schools have to be safe. And I'm very, very frustrated that we don't have enough guards. We don't have enough armed guards. We don't have, teachers having the option, you know, if they pass psychological tests and pass CCW tests to be able to, you know, protect the students. And it's scary to think that people can just walk onto a very large campus and not get checked. And this person was identified as somebody that had to undergo pat downs to be checked as part of their school safety plan. But oftentimes these shootings are done by individuals with no prior history. And so, the metal detectors, armed guards, only access in certain points of the school so that things, you know, they can make sure that people don't have a weapon. I mean, we're almost going to have to do it like TSA screening. And I know that's going to take a lot of time, take a lot of money, but we're at the point now where we can't keep our kids safe. And teachers are pulling their kids out because they're not learning, or what they are learning seems to be very sexually charged. And if parents don't think their kids are learning or feeling safe, they're not going to want their kids in school. And so these are things that are going to be challenging many of the school systems as we move forward. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, in California, there is a huge strike going on for 3 days where the Los Angeles Unified School District are, in addition to custodial workers and administrative staff, are out. They're going to be out for 3 days. But they did something yesterday that got parents a little angry. So I understand why people strike. I understand how having strength in numbers and asking for appropriate funding and appropriate compensation, I get why these strikes happen. I don't get why they have to videotape themselves dancing. So these teachers were striking in the rain, and I mean, wow, look at the, kudos to them for them being out there in rain with bad weather for the cause, but they're dancing. Now, dancing to me, you know, with the exception of the rain dance where you're doing it to get rain, dancing to me is joyous. Okay, a strike is not supposed to be joyous. A strike is serious stuff. A strike means that work is not getting done. And it's because of a serious labor issue. There is nothing funny about it. There's nothing giggly about it. People are going to be affected badly because of that. When nurses are striking. I hope to God we don't see nurses or doctors dancing while people might be dying in hospitals as a result of the strike. Not that the strike is their fault. Strikes happen sometimes because, as we've seen, I think this was in New York, where they felt that the hospitals weren't staffed enough and the staff was overworked. Sometimes the only way to get management to listen is strike. But when you dance, and you know, this is the first time teachers danced. There were teachers dancing during the lockdown when they didn't want to go back. I don't know. It's a bad optic. Unless dancing means something different. But they were smiling. And they were happy. And I get it's kind of boring to be standing out there picketing, give you something to do. But many parents were ticked. And working moms and dads are having problems going to work because their children now aren't in school. So they have pressure to go back to the office, but if their kids aren't at school because their teachers are striking and, you know, and seeming to enjoy it, then what do they do with their kids? I think some of the local zoos had offered free entry so parents could take their kids to the zoo, but it's bad weather. So educators and employees have been called out. They say they're using 500,000 young people as leverage in their own battle for better pay and other benefits. So one parent, Helen Yesenia Ramos, said, "What about those parents who work at restaurants, warehouses, retail, who don't allow children? Trying to juggle kids while not being fired is stressful to many. Working parents should not be struggling." And this is a parent of that school district. So the strike, the Los Angeles Zoo has offered free entry for students, reduced admission for parents looking for something to do with their kids. But we're trying to get parents back to work. And I get these schools are struggling and being heard, and these teachers are underpaid. So I get why they are on strike. But please don't get caught dancing. So one of the videos said, "The rain ain't stopping us." Well, you know, I get you're there for the cause. But now you have kids who might be unsupervised at home. They really can't go to the zoo because it's rainy and it's bad weather. And these kids aren't learning. And we finally got kids back to school. We're finally getting adults back to school, back to work. So it's tricky. It's definitely a, my recommendation is if you are going on strike, you know, understand the seriousness of it and keep in mind that even though people support teachers, if they are being negatively affected by the strike, it's going to rub salt in the wound seeing you dance. Just something to think about and be aware of. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This report is sponsored by Boehringer Ingelheim.
I'm Bernie Williams, and I lost my dad to idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, one of the most common forms of interstitial lung disease, an umbrella term for over 200 rare conditions that can cause scarring of the lungs and may make it difficult to breathe. My dad was my hero. He was the one to introduce me to music, and it is something that helps me feel connected to him even today. Music was always something that helped me cope as a caregiver. Writing a song to honor my father and his own journey with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis was a way to put my feelings down on paper, and I know so many people can relate. Check out Tuning to Lung Health to hear more about what living with interstitial lung disease really means and the important role that music can play in helping to cope with this disease. You will find a series of vocal and breathing exercises, playlists, and some of my favorite tunes, and personal stories from people who have been affected by interstitial lung disease. Visit tuningtolunghealth.com to learn more.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you see, our money's okay. I think whatever money we do have in the bank, I think so far so good. I am a little nervous, though. I am watching very cautiously what happens. The stock market has been up and down. It's a little bit up right now, about 166 points high. The Feds have raised the rates again by a quarter point. They are playing a fine line, or walking a fine line, between the inflation, trying to control inflation, to try not to let the banks collapse, because as they hike up the interest rates, much of the bank's investments, such as with bonds and other sorts of municipalities and other things they invest in, seem to then be less desirable and makes their portfolio drop. So the central bank did wrap up its two-day meeting and announced a new target range of 4.75 to 5%, pushing the rate a quarter percentage point higher. This is the highest rate since 2007. The Fed was anticipated to make a 50 basis point hike 2 weeks ago. So they were going to do it more, and then Silicon Valley Bank had collapsed. So now the Feds are on a tightrope, which we just discussed and better worded in this article, by continuing to raise rates to combat inflation and stepping on the brake to prevent further upheaval in the banking sector. So by increasing these rates, they slash its planned raise, which was going to be higher, and they hope that that sort of little step is the titration they need to control inflation. I honestly think the Feds think they have too much control over inflation. Our inflation woes are from a variety of reasons, as I've said this before. One is you have people that got so screwed over by COVID that if they have any opportunity to charge more and bring in more money, they will. Number two is everybody's charging more. And they aren't charging the degree of inflation. They're charging 50 to 100% more for things. I've seen clothes double in price. I've seen shoes double in price, makeup, cat food. Okay, a double in price is 100% markup, not 5% or 6%. So you have a, you know what, get it while you can. You also have companies thinking that the worst is yet to come. Make your money now before we have any more issues, including the distrust of the government in terms of could they lock us down again. So we're not going to be complacent. If we have an opportunity to make profits, we are going to make profits. Nobody's lowering their costs, so you don't have that domino effect of, okay, well, now that it's cheaper to buy eggs, now that it's cheaper to buy milk, now that it's cheaper to buy steel or cheaper to buy wood, we don't have to charge as much. That's not happening. We also have a big problem with inflation because everybody has to pay their workers more. We had to give everybody a bunch of raises after COVID. And I was glad to do it because how do you live on pre-COVID, you know, wages when you have that much inflation? But don't expect these companies to knock their prices down if they can't knock the wages back down. If the wages have to stay high, companies are going to keep their prices high. And then you have crime. How many of us have had to increase security, spend extra money on locking things up, on having access to goods because of thefts and people stealing? Well, that costs money. That gets transferred to the consumer. Another reason why inflation is not going to go down is because there's going to be a tax hike to larger business owners and the quote-unquote rich. Those making over $400,000 are going to have to pay more taxes. They are going to transfer that extra cost to those making under $400,000. So your hamburger is going to cost more. That vodka tonic is going to cost more. I am blown away where when I go to a restaurant, I'm seeing that drinks are $16. Are you flipping kidding me? You could buy a bottle of Jack for $20, or you used to. And you're telling me that a drink that's half full of ice is now $16, and people are paying it. Inflation is also not going to go down because people are paying these ridiculous prices. You know, when I went to Disneyland, and I was like, okay, guys, you know, and whenever my kids and, you know, they want to go, and they're adult kids. So when you have adult kids who you really didn't get to see grow up because you were working so hard, you know, with, you know, your practice and all the other BS that happened with healthcare, such that when your adult kids want to go on a Disneyland vacation with you, then you go. But that price tag was flipping ridiculous. And I'm looking around, and I'm like, if I am hurting trying to afford this, and I'm a physician and a radio host, how is everybody else spending this? Well, many people are, this is what they're using their, you know, vacation money for. This is their once-a-year vacation or once-every-two-year vacation. Or they didn't spend throughout COVID, and they were able to save up. But what if we want Disneyland to lower the prices? We're going to have to stop paying those ridiculous prices. Now, that's one of the things that's happening to movies. It got so gosh darn expensive going to a movie that a lot of people aren't going to movies. Or they're smuggling food in. Luckily, in my neck of the woods, there's some nights where you could go for $5. But sometimes, you know, my family works and we could only go on a weekend. We're spending $16 a movie ticket. That's a lot of money when you could be seeing this movie for free a few months later on TV. So if the feds think they have that much control, Godspeed. Just don't screw things up because the banks are already on thin ice. And you know, we're trying to salvage these banks and make sure no more banks collapse. You know, hiking up interest rates might not be what might be their poison. They made 8 consecutive hikes since it began monetary tightening last year. Prices have remained stuck well above the Fed's long-term inflation target of 2%. The implosions of Silicon Valley Bank and 2 other regional lenders caused banking stocks to drop. Credit Suisse was swallowed up by Swiss rival UBS. Asian stock markets and many European indices did rise as a result of the Fed's not spiking too much. People were nervous about that, but it is still very risky. So, you know, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said yesterday that the U.S. banking sector was stabilizing. I hope so. But she said similar actions could be warranted if smaller institutions suffered deposit runs that pose the risk of contagion. So those people who don't think they can trust the system, if they don't think they can trust the stock market, they're going to pull their money out and the stock market's going to fall. If they don't think they can trust their bank, they're going to pull the money out of the bank. And this lack of trust, this psychology behind the economy is something I follow. I find it fascinating. And I want people to be calm about it. The last thing I want is there to be this. And you have individuals out there going, oh, yeah, I hope it gets worse. Because then Biden will be kicked out of office. I don't think Biden's going to be reelected anyway. To me, it doesn't matter whether the president, is good or not. We as Americans always want America to succeed. Unfortunately, the way elections go, we almost have to have failures to say, you see, this is why we need this other candidate in. But I do not want us to have a financial collapse just to reinforce the theory that President Biden might not have been the best president and the best choice for president. Okay? That's cutting off your nose to spite your face. And, you know, if we have a problem in the executive branch and we don't have good leadership and we have money mismanagement and overspending, you know, I think Americans know that without us having to collapse. Okay? 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25. extras. No, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.